節の中を二人は一人きりさらり明けゆく夕日の中を今夜も昼下がりさらりどれほど朽ち果てようと最後に笑いたい何のために戦おうとも時は愛かい ああ新しい日々は探さずとも常にここにいろいろ見てきたけれどこの瞳は永遠にキラリあれほど生きてきたけど全ては夢みたいあれもこれも魅力的だも私は君がいいああどこにいたの探してたよ連れてって連れてって何もかも捨ててくよどこまでもどこまでも荒れ狂う季節の中も群衆の中も君とならばさらにさらに新しい日々も拙い過去も全てがきらり してしまったものを振り返ってほろり時には途方に暮れてただ風に吹かれてゆらり行き先切ってきたの行き先は決めたの迷わずに行きたいけど保証はしないよ何か分かった今日で何も分かってなくてだけどそれが分かった本当によかった新しい日々は探さずとも常にここに常にここにここに愛色々見てきたけれどこの瞳は永遠にキラリ永遠にキラリああ生きてきたけど全ては夢みたいあれもこれも魅力的だもん探してたよ連れてって連れてって何もかも捨ててくよどこまでもどこまでも荒れ狂う季節の中も群衆の中も君とならばさらにさらに新しい日々も拙い過去も全てがきらり
Hello, hello. Let's see. What do we want to do here? Hi, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. This is Luke. You are listening to Elephant Loaf here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We are back this week with another interview. I have my friend Karma on today. Karma, would you like to introduce yourself however you would like?
No, I would not. I'm kidding. hi, everyone. My name is Karma Dorji. Yeah, I'm a senior at Tufts. I hail from Bhutan, the Kingdom of Bhutan. And one other thing about me that I feel everyone should know is that I'm probably one of the biggest fans of Anjo pears. They are the most delicious fruits ever.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any other fruit that compares to them? Or is there a close second?
I think, my top list of fruits, I think number one is definitely Anjo pear. And maybe a close second would be just any kind of mangoes.
Yep.
I'm a pear guy.
You're a pear? Yeah. A good pear is fantastic.
Actually, yeah. I can't agree. Like, I can't disagree with that. Like, especially when it's ripe, like, has that fine period when it's like ripe for like just a few days, and like when it's so soft, the juice, it's like moist, everything just comes together and just blends together so well.
Yeah,
I think I think a Nanjo pear does that the best.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you been eating them since you were young, or did you find them like 2 years ago and you're like, this is the way?
It was actually, I think, last year.
Okay.
Last semester, yeah. Actually. Like, yeah. I've been really trying to lead like a healthy lifestyle. So mm-hmm. I've been trying like various kinds of fruits, especially from the local grocery store that I live next to. So I just go there, see what's there.
Yeah.
And I saw, well, when it comes to pears, I think like a few years ago when I was living in New York with my mom, we buy a lot of like a wide assortment of fruits, and like mm-hmm. we just try it and then you know, see how it goes. So I think I've had an Nanjo pear before, like well before I, like last year, but mm-hmm. I've never really found out which kind of pear it was. So like sure. I never knew it was an Nanjo pear. I just knew it was a pear.
Yeah.
So like last year when I caught it from the supermarket again, I was like, damn, this brings back a lot of memories, and I've had this before. I've been looking for this like for the past 3 years.
Yeah.
So I was really happy to find that, and we've been happy together ever since.
I'm so happy to hear. I've gone on a very similar story with like grapefruit in college. Yes. Where I didn't realize how much I liked it. Mm. Even as just like a flavor. Right. There are grapefruit Jarritos at the Tex-Mex place that's this way. I'm pointing to it. for those of you that can't... What?
Boston Ave side?
Boston Ave side, near Dunkin'.
Right, yeah, okay.
Anyway, this is... People are going to hate me for not remembering. Anyway, but they've got grapefruit soda, and it was really good, and I had one of those, and I was like, I should start eating grapefruits again. And then uh-huh. I, like... They're so good, Karma. They're so good. And like, yeah, fruit.
Okay. Let me ask, what is your least favorite fruit? Or, yeah.
Mm. So, I will need to think a little bit on this. If you've got an answer ready to go.
Yeah.
But for me, it's got to be a texture thing, because like a ripe pear is excellent. But when yes. a pear starts to get like
yes.
mushy,
yes.
that becomes a very bad fruit to yeah. me.
I think you should only have a pear when it's... Right, like if you, oh, I think that goes for any fruit, to be honest. But yeah.
pretty good health advice, right there.
But for pears in particular, like if you have it when it's mushy, it's not good. Even if it's like right before it's like, you know, when it's unripe, the texture is like just so completely different, and like taste is just like maybe you're getting like just like a fourth of like what of its potential.
Yeah,
that's what I think. But anyways, back to the fruit that I probably like the least, I think it has to go to, well, this isn't really a texture thing, but I don't like durians. I'm not a fan.
Okay,
of it.
Fair enough.
Number one, it's the smell is really strong.
Yeah.
But I feel like not only that, but like I think I like sweet fruits a lot. Like I think pears in particular, like an yeah. example, but. Durians, I don't really, doesn't really click with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never had them. My dad used to do a lot of traveling to Malaysia, and he always had durian stories yep. whenever he came back.
Yep. Also, in case my roommate Jan is listening, yeah. he is from Malaysia, and he is like probably one of the biggest fans of durian. So I'm sorry if you're listening to this, and I know you'll kill me when I'm back, but just leaving it out there.
Yeah. I've heard that their taste is either different from their smell or better than their smell, because I know their smell is like notoriously awful.
Yeah. It's like, you have to get through the smell to, I mean, yeah, the smell is, it really, it's so strong that it wants you, like, it keeps you away from it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like for the people who do enjoy it, it's like if you get past the smell, like you can, there's like an extra sense of joy or like, reward when you
yeah.
when you're able to eat it. But yeah, I can't do that. I'm sorry, guys.
That's very understandable. So for me, it's bananas. I've been thinking, and I love the taste of a banana, and I love them in smoothies. I love banana bread. I'm a baker, and I make a lot of banana bread. But eating a banana straight is a very difficult thing for me to do, just because of the texture.
Are you, before you eat a banana straight, do you peel it?
I do peel it. Okay. Yes, that was a good thing to check. I mean, we're just talking about the yellowest peel on the outside, right? Yes. Yeah. Okay. Well, I just want to make sure I'm not missing anything. Because it just kind of turns, like, it's not mush, and then it turns to mush in your mouth very quickly.
Interesting.
You know?
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, I get that. Yeah. So it looks like, yeah, like as you said, as you mentioned earlier, like you, when it comes to food, I think texture is really important for you.
It's a huge thing for me.
So yeah, so it looks like you're not really, with the mushy stuff, I guess it's not really your thing.
Mushy and slimy, I would say, not so much for me.
I can get behind that, yeah.
Yeah. Like beans on the mushy side of things, and then mushrooms on the slimy side of things were both hard for me growing up.
Yes.
But I'm better with both now. Mushrooms are still pretty
bad. I hate mushrooms, and it's because of the texture too, like the slimy the slimy part. Like I just don't like how it feels in, like on my tongue or like in my mouth. It's just but if I don't know like a mushroom's in the food, like I just consume it, like I,
and it's fine.
It's fine. Like it goes for tomatoes as well. Like I don't really like tomatoes, but especially by itself. But when it's like in between sandwiches or like some other food, like ketchup, I can do. Tomato soup, I can do. But yeah, not tomato by itself. And same goes for mushrooms. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tomatoes, like when they're bad, tomatoes can just be like grainy water, you know?
Yeah, and like, What are your thoughts on tomato juice?
Like as a beverage?
Yeah.
I have not spent a lot of time thinking about tomato juice as a beverage, to be completely honest.
You're telling me you don't think about it before you sleep?
I do not. That's not part of my daily routine.
It should be what people recently say. It should be your Roman Empire.
It should be my, it should be my Roman Empire. I've had a tomato gazpacho that I loved before. Like, tomato soup, I generally like more for dipping grilled cheese in than I like for it being tomato soup.
Okay.
But no, I haven't thought about tomato juice as, like, a drink. I don't think I like it as an idea, but I haven't had any reason.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Like, every morning when I was growing up, my dad usually drinks, like, a full glass of tomato juice, and I was like,
Because we tried for a while cherry juice before bed, and I know that's very different, but like, but if it's something that's a little not for me, but it's like tart or sour, like that's an easier hill for me to get over than like a drink that is savory, you know?
Okay, so okay, would you rather drink tomato juice or spoiled milk? Because spoiled milk is sour, you know, and.
Oh, that's a big question. Definitely tomato juice between those two.
Good. I hope so.
How about you?
No, that's a tough hill to climb. I think I'll probably kill myself.
Oh no!
No. Tomato juice for sure. Tomato juice for sure.
Sometimes it's the question is wrong. Yes. Sometimes it's not. One of the either or.
I abstain.
Very fair. Let's jump into some of your questions. We've listened to one song that you've done for this week, or chosen for this week, which was Kirari, which I read as a different Japanese word, which was like to hate.
Yeah.
But Kirari is, you said, like glitter?
It means like sparkle.
Sparkle.
I think it's closer to sparkle. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And then going from that, sorry, like I was trying to eventually tangent to what's your favorite genre of music? And like, what are some of the other things we're going to be listening today, and why do you like?
I think recently, or at like maybe at this point in time, my genre of music that I really associate with is like chill R&B genres, especially into like Korean R&Bs and Japanese R&Bs.
Yeah,
those I think are, I don't know, I just really like the tunes, how sometimes it's slow, sometimes it's fast. Like, I guess that's R&B, but like,
yeah,
it's really calming and chill.
Yeah, easy to listen to.
Yeah, and like, I think I can listen to it like in almost any situation, any vibes. Like,
yeah,
suppose I'm feeling sad, I can put on some R&Bs and like vibe with it. When I'm happy too.
Yeah.
So goes with, I can listen to it when I, for like any type of emotion I'm feeling. And yeah,
multi-mood songs,
multi-mood
are
songs
very indeed. Important. Yep. For sure.
It helps with studying for me too. Like, I think yeah, that's something interesting. Like, when I'm, I don't know, like, I think when it's when I'm studying, I really like to listen to fast-paced music.
Yeah.
There was one stage in my life when I was really into, do you know Nightcore?
I do know,
yeah,
Nightcore.
Yeah, I was really into that. While, like, it really helped me focus for some reason.
Yeah.
I guess these days, it's R&B's been doing that pretty well for me.
Gotcha.
But yeah.
So, for the audience, Nightcore is like, that I remember, is kind of a genre where they would take normally regular songs that exist and speed them up, increase their pitch a little bit, maybe. And there's just kind of a lot going on.
Yep. And yeah, recently I've also found that there's like an opposite of Nightcore. It's called like, they just take a regular song, slow it down.
Yeah.
But I guess drop the pitch a bit. I think it's called like Reverb or something like that.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it's also a good vibe. I think you guys should check it out, definitely. But yeah,
I completely agree. I like slowed and reverbed songs.
Yeah, yeah.
It gives a good feeling, but it's definitely a lot chiller.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
I relate. Sometimes I've found myself listening to more hyper pop recently than I would have expected, and I think it's scratching that same like Nightcore itch of there are so many things going on that it just takes me out of whatever is happening.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, definitely.
And it's just the music, which is really cool.
Yeah. Would you say your taste in music has changed a lot over the past years, over time?
I think I like to think the heart of it stayed in the same place, but the weird branches and offshoots have gone in a lot of different directions.
I agree with that. I think that's the same for me. Like, at least for me, like, I think when I was maybe middle school or like before that, I was really into, well, pop, and like it was really mainstream music.
Yeah,
I think because I was still exploring, but in within the pop genre. And then going into middle school, high school, I was really good friends with a lot of like people from Korea, Japan.
Mm-hmm.
So they, I think, influenced my taste in music. It really shifted into K-pop.
Yeah,
like BTS, Red Velvet, just a shout out to Red Velvet. That's my favorite K-pop idol group. But yeah.
Fair enough.
So I've been stuck with that for quite a few years. I think like ever since seventh grade going into almost the end of high school, I've been really into K-pop. And from K-pop, it helped me. I guess I was able to stray down a new path of like checking out other songs that are in the Korean genre. Like, maybe slower songs, so that led me to R&Bs.
Cool.
So yeah, and then, well, recently from, I guess, taking Japanese, I'm also doing a minor in Japanese, so
yeah,
from learning the language, I thought maybe exploring some Japanese music would be pretty cool. And of course, watching a lot of animes also helped with that, because animes do have like a lot of banger of openings, so yeah, so I digressed, but yeah, that's how my music genre changed, I think, over time.
Oh, very cool. Do you speak any Korean or understand
I
any?
I tried learning. Okay. I can say a few phrases. These are really random phrases, like, for example, "Pali pali samashiro oseyo." I think so. What that means is quickly, quickly, you have to come to the office.
Nice.
So the reason I know that is because I went to a boarding school in India, like an international boarding school. So I had a lot of Korean friends there, and whenever we would get a phone call from our parents or family, it would be in like the dorm, the residential office, or like dorm office. So so I would sometimes be near the office, or like I had a room next to the office.
Yeah.
So the dorm parent would let me know that, can you call this person, X person, to come to the office because they have a phone call from their family.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought I might as well learn some Korean while, because I found myself calling my Korean friend for that, because they got those family calls quite often. So I picked it up. Pali pali samashio oseyo.
That's neat. That's a neat story.
And it's been stuck with me for a long time, and I don't know if it'll ever come to use again, but
yeah. In the event that it does, you will have
I'll have it ready.
The right tool.
Exactly.
For the job.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's awesome. I was asking because I think, like, for me, when I'm studying, lyrics get in the way a little bit. And like, I have an easier time studying when I understand the music less.
Interesting.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, okay.
So, like instrumental stuff is very, very good. Or, like, lo-fi is really, really good. Jazz, for sure. But, and every now and then, like, a song in another language will be just really nice. Because I have no idea what's going on, you know?
Yeah, but, like, you still vibe with it.
But I still vibe with it. Yeah.
That's interesting, because, well, for me, I think I'm able to work well, even if, like, I can understand the lyrics.
Yeah.
So, something interesting is that I sometimes when I'm, like, really, like, you know, locked into an assignment, I can still listen to, like, some popular pop songs, like, and still, like, sing the lyrics or dance with it and, like, still work. So, well, I don't know how efficient, like, how much it impacted my efficiency, but I was still able to get the job done, so.
If you got the job done, if you were happier along the way, like, I feel like that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Rock on. Rock on. What animes have you been watching?
Yeah, so recently I've been watching this. It's like a big shonen called Solo Leveling.
Okay.
It's like an not really an isekai genre, but it's your typical main character who gets really overpowered and like can strong arm any bad guys and like
often is like the chosen one and
So, but they do a really good job of I think it's like a different story. So like a brief overview of it is that this main character had no powers in a world full of powers.
Yeah,
basically, and he. And what the people with powers do is they enter these dungeons and, like, clear them. And then, like, because there are dungeons popping everywhere in the world, and, like, it's their job to safeguard the Earth and by clearing these dungeons. So the main character basically reawakens after a dungeon incident.
Yeah.
And he has a really cool power of... it's almost like he's in a game, but it's in the real world. And, like, he can level up.
Okay.
So...
Yeah, so I'll he's going to keep getting stronger as he overcomes more stuff.
Yeah, I think it's a good story, but I think a lot of it has to do with the animation and voice acting in the anime. For sure. So for that, particularly for that, I think it's they're doing a very good job in going well beyond, above and beyond for that, which is why it's like a lot more popular than... The other animes who have like a similar trope or story.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Of like that animation and the voice acting is like pushing it.
Yeah. That's what I think. And I think some other anime, well, one of the popular ones or like the most popular anime, I think currently in this, like recently it's called Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you been watching that?
I have not. I've got a lot of friends from high school that are very into Jujutsu Kaisen.
It's really big.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I can't say anything, but I think you have to watch it.
Okay,
but it's really good.
I have not watched a lot of anime, but like Cowboy Bebop is on my list of things to watch right now.
Yeah,
mainly, well, because it's very good, and it's also I think a lot of anime are very very long.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
And Cowboy Bebop I think is pretty short. And
compared, yeah, I guess so.
And then JJK.
JJK.
Yeah. A lot of people trying to get me to watch Attack on Titan, which I just don't think is for me. but yeah, I'll need to get around to JJK at some point.
But I think, I used to watch a lot of animes, especially during COVID.
Yeah.
But these days I've been more drawn towards, I guess, some mockumentaries like The Office.
For sure.
That was like one of my favorites. Park and Rec is also up there. But
yeah.
What I've been really watching these days is Arrested Development.
Yeah.
I love it. It's so funny. But I think, I don't know, these types of comedies, it's like something you can see in your everyday life as well. But yeah. I guess seeing it portrayed on TV, it's like just funny because you can kind of somewhat, well, not really relate to it, but I don't know. Well, I guess you can relate to it.
It feels, yeah it feels like something that could happen, right, you know, exactly. And it gets... I feel like they get carried away with themselves sometimes, but in like a funny way where you're like, you know, yes, this got out of hand, but like sometimes pranks do, you know?
And they're able to take what could be like, you know, a serious matter and put it in like a very comedic context.
Yeah. And I really like that often everything is wrapped up by the end of the episode, and it's like they're, you know, maybe two people have gotten in an argument or whatever, but that's been played for laughs and then it's over now. And in the next one, it'll just be the same characters, but
rinse and repeat
story.
Again.
Rinse and repeat again. Yeah, and that's kind of nice. I've been watching a lot of Office clips on YouTube recently. Yeah.
YouTube Shorts?
Not YouTube Shorts. Good. Yeah. I have been watching that, but we're going to not get judged for that right now. So I don't have Instagram on my phone right now, and I'm not a TikTok guy. Are you a TikTok guy?
I do have TikTok.
Okay.
But I don't create content. I'm just a consumer of it.
Okay.
And I don't know. Sometimes I do consume both TikToks and Instagram Reels.
Yeah.
And I think lately it's been getting kind of out of control.
Yeah.
So whenever I go to bed, I have to account for the 2 hours I'm going to be on my phone scrolling.
Yep.
Yeah, I should probably get off that. But
I like it comes in waves for me of like there'll be a couple months where it's like really bad and then I'll be like, no, never again. And then it'll come back.
I know on you can do it on Instagram and I guess from your phone itself you can create like timers for like certain apps.
I haven't ever done time limits, but I delete Instagram when that's too much of a problem, and that's why it's gone right now. Mm. And then every now and then I also like put my phone in black and white mode. I don't know if you've seen, but like there's an accessibility feature for I believe originally for like colorblind people where it does the entire thing in grayscale.
Right.
But someone on the internet at one point suggested that it dulls some of the sort of attention grabby, you know, like notifications are red and to not have that same alarmingness could be good.
That's wow. Okay. I never knew that feature existed, but wow.
Yeah. So it's an option. I don't know if I truly believe that it works, but it does feel like it helps, you know?
I guess if it helps, mentally. I feel like it works. Like when you think about it, but yeah, who knows?
Yeah. And then you can also, I don't think you can delete Safari on your phone, but you can hide it.
Yeah.
So you have to look it up every time you want to use it. And like, yeah. Breaking habits is about making them harder to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that, yeah, that helps me.
Yeah, I think.
Have you ever done screen time limits?
Yes, I do have it on Instagram and TikTok both.
Okay.
I think. I try to limit it to max 1 hour, but I think I should decrease it to like lower it to maybe 30 minutes.
Gotcha.
But the crazy thing is when you have these time limits, there's an option of like just ignoring it.
Yep. Yep.
So sometimes I find myself just pressing 15 more minutes like 10 times.
Yeah. Some of my friends like will do a harder restriction and then give someone else the password.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's I think that's pretty good, but gives your friends some kind of power over you and you know.
It does. It does. Yeah. I'm not going to lie, it kind of makes me sad that this is where we're at with technology sometimes. it feels like it's become something massive, you know? And I guess it kind of is, but yeah.
But it's there to make our lives easier and harder.
Yep. Both.
Both.
Rock on. What are other hobbies that you have other than anime? Because I know what you study, and we get dinner together with a group of friends pretty regularly. But what else are you up to? I see you at the gym all the time.
I haven't been going for like the past month.
I haven't either.
Okay, thank God. But I think one recent hobby that I've picked up is running.
Okay.
It's really, I feel it's really rewarding. and a very good way to clear your mind.
Yeah.
Last semester, I actually started September last year.
Okay.
Started slowly. I was like, you know, as I said earlier, I was trying to lead a healthier lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought running might be a good opportunity to start with that. So one of the hardest things about running is like to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Because it's almost like going, I think one thing I can describe it with is it's almost like going to the gym.
Yeah.
Or like the first time you're just like, I don't really want to do it. Or like,
mm-hmm.
you get that first session in and then you're like, I don't know how I can keep doing this for like routinely.
Yeah.
But yeah, similarly running, like, you know how as
you're,
you keep
sore
working,
and it's yeah. new and yeah.
And as you keep working out, like you start getting a taste for it. Or like,
yeah.
almost like you're getting addicted to it. So running is very similar to that. And it's just very fascinating how far you can push your body.
Yeah.
And seeing like the limits. And because I think with running, you can actually see your growth very easily. And the
more
results.
So than the gym?
Well,
or similar?
Similar, I'd say.
Okay.
But in some cases, sooner. Maybe.
Okay. Yeah.
More short-term growth. Like I found myself when I first started running, I started maybe like doing started with 3 miles,
yeah.
2 miles, 3 miles, and that took me like almost like an hour. Because and I found myself stopping a lot along the way, so yeah. I started running, like, you know, my number one goal was like, you know, finish these distances without stopping,
yeah,
or like going continuously. And then maybe like 2 weeks later, I found myself doing like 6 miles and then eventually 13 miles. So that was,
yeah.
So the growth was really, seeing my own growth was really, amazing. And
daily,
I was like,
or every other day? Or?
I tried every other day.
Okay.
But that's cause, so one thing that kept me motivated, one of my motivational factors was, I signed up for a half marathon. Without even like,
right.
you know, starting.
Right.
So I was like, okay, I signed up for my marathon. I paid X amount of money to enter. And
yeah.
I better not let that go to waste. So every morning I was like, oh, fine, it's for that marathon.
Yeah.
I'll start this. But eventually I started like really enjoying it. So it's something I would like to keep doing as a form of exercise for like the rest of my life, I think.
Yeah.
Although I must say I haven't done it for like the past 3 weeks. To be fair, I was a bit injured, but yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, spring break is still in that
yes.
window.
Yes.
And yeah. Very fair. Do you want to jump into another song, maybe,
okay.
and then
awesome.
Then we'll come back and talk some more?
Mm.
Do you have anything in mind, or would you like me to pick?
Let's do... Yeah, that one.
That one?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. We will be back in a bit.
We don't look to not checking out the child.
Unrelated, but I really like that song. We were talking mainly over the break about what public service announcement we wanted to do, which we will start on in just a second, but I really like that song. It's good.
Thank you. It's a Bhutanese song, just an FYI.
Whoa! Yeah. Very cool. Just Ga by Kenny Lindup?
Yep, Ga by Kenny Lindup. It's on Spotify, YouTube, and other platforms, but yeah.
Awesome. Good vibes. Let's talk about some fresh fruit.
Yes. Wait 1 second. Sorry.
Yeah. No. Do what you gotta do. Do what you gotta do.
Okay. 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 Are you guys ready? Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruits.
A is for apricots. B is for black cherries. C is for cantaloupe. These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet.
The edible skin of fruits like apples can be a terrific source of healthy cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others like bananas come in convenient, ready-to-peel natural packages so you don't need to wash your hands to eat them. Plus, their wrapping is completely compostable.
So if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack.
A public service message from All the Fruits and Nuts here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Excellently done.
Thank you, thank you.
That was a lot of fun.
I feel like I really got to experiment with my radio voice there.
Yeah, that's what this is about. That's the real reason for this show.
Like, you know, I really wanted to say, you know how at the end of some advertisements they're like, batteries not included.
Oh, that was good. That was really good. I'm going to have to buy those batteries myself. Let's see. Some of these, I'm just very curious in learning about some of these questions. What's a course or a professor that you've really liked?
So as a context, I am a major in economics here at Tufts, and I think one of my favorite courses at Tufts that I've taken is EC 114, that is behavioral economics. And what I really like about that class is that, so when you're learning economics, you really tend to when you're learning the theories, you tend to have these assumptions that every consumer in the economy acts rationally and makes decisions to purely maximize their utility or like the benefits of consuming X good. So in this class, we take has some psychology aspects to it where we explore why consumers don't, or people, and I guess people in the economy don't act rationally as we say they do in theory.
Sure.
So some of these factors could be like why they're risk averse, why sometimes people price things, overvalue things because of the memories and memories associated with it. So, for example, let's say you had this van since you were 20. Let's say you're 40 right now.
Sure, yeah.
20 years. I'm kidding. So, let's say you've had this van for 20 years. It has a lot of memories, right?
Yeah.
So, when you're selling it, let's say I'm buying it, I would say, okay, I'll buy that for like 5,000 units. And according to the market, that might be a fair price. But for you, you want to sell it for like 7,000 because you've had a lot of, you have like sympathetic feelings associated with it. So you tend to see it in like through a different lens. So that's why you would sell it for a higher price.
So you've got like extra value associated with
it. Yes. So that's just the surface level of the things that class dives into. But it's a really good class. I highly recommend it. If you're an econ major, really recommend taking that as an elective. If you're not an econ major, we really recommend taking that as an elective.
Awesome.
But yeah.
Awesome. Talking about deviations from a model is always kind of fun for me. Like, here's what we think, and here's sometimes how that breaks down. And yeah, I just like it.
Yeah, so. Theory can say one thing, and then reality, you're just like, well, damn, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I mean, that's what it's for. But yeah, that's what theories are there for. You test it out, and
then you figure out. Yeah. Does it work?
Get an answer, whether you're right or wrong, and yeah.
Yeah. Rock on. Another thing kind of on this same tough subject. Do you have any campus life hacks?
Oh, campus life hacks. this is with I've heard this from a friend.
Yeah.
But I haven't really fact checked it. But okay. I think if you do decide to go with it, please fact check it. So, you know, if you're in the School of Arts and Science, you have distribution requirements.
Yes.
And some of them are in the arts. So, you need, I think, 6 credits for the arts. And suppose you really want to go take, like, a music class. But if you do take a music class, you have to pay for it for, like, equipment rental or, like,
sure.
just music tutoring, right?
Yeah.
So, what you can potentially do is declare a music minor. And by doing that,
yeah.
you can take that class for free without paying.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you're done with the credit, you can just like undeclare that minor.
Yeah.
So
I know people who have gotten into like, I don't think you can take Comp 11 in your like junior or senior year without being a declared computer science something.
Yes.
And so I've heard of people declaring to take the class and then dropping that declaration.
That works. So just, if there's like a barrier to entry, just try to look into the system itself and you may find a loophole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. I'm going to, just while we're here, because I feel like these come up so infrequently for me that I want to share them whenever I find them. Last week or 2 weeks ago or something, I was talking with my guest about like how cool it would be to still be able to look at academic papers after we graduate,
right.
because that's a very nerdy thing that I thought to myself once. And then after the show, I Googled it, and as alumni, we totally have access to JSTOR after we graduate.
Wow.
Okay. I don't think it's unlimited, but I think you get some number of articles, like hundreds of articles free every month or something, like more than I would ever use.
Wow, okay. That's really helpful.
And I know there are a lot of other alumni benefits, and I really want to just take a day and look into them all.
Yeah.
Because that feels important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think as a bound to graduate senior, if we're graduating in a month, I think that's something good to look into.
Definitely. Definitely.
But yeah, just an FYI too, I think after you graduate, your Tufts email is valid for up to 1 year, I think.
I was going to ask about that. And like... Yeah, that's good to know.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that goes for like... Oh, I've always wondered if I can get back into my Canvas sites after graduation, because like, what if that reading comes back up? Or what if that assignment is like... What if I want to reference, you know, how I did that thing in GIS mainly, I don't know if other people take classes in like R or like different software, but like there might be a software that I don't use in my first year of a job, but I use in my second or third.
Yeah. And there could be like, who knows, like maybe a lecture slide that you found that you thought explained a certain topic better than the internet, some website on the internet, and
true.
If you want to refer back to it, it's always there. But yeah. I hope Canvas is still works.
After good.
It'd be a good resource. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean... Yeah, the economic value associated with that would be crazy, because that, I mean, that's, in theory, the sum total of the knowledge that we've learned here, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess I would make sense if, it would make sense to me if they cut that off, but at the same time, like, it'd be really useful.
So, you know what to do, just download everything you can right now.
Yep. Start printing Wikipedia right now, in case all the computers burn. Yeah. Do you have a favorite campus tradition?
Oh, I think, it's something we do.
I was hoping it was.
Yeah, it is. That's one of my favorite campus traditions. So I think it started, sophomore year?
Yep.
So what Luke and I would do, and along with some other friends, we would go down to Davis Square, where Boston Burger Company is located. And we go in at about between 4 and 5 p.m. because... What you can do, there's a sweet deal called the 420 burger, and you can get a very a generous sized burger for just $4.20. And so we would do that. How often did we do that in sophomore year? Like,
it felt like once a month to me.
Yeah.
Like definitely a couple of times a semester.
Yeah. And the amount of carbs and like, I guess unhealthy things you can get from that burger. But anyway, so we called it the heart disease speedrun.
Heart disease speedrun. Yeah, is how it started for sure.
But I mean, it created a lot of good memories and also led to what my friendship with Luke and the people who I go with. So fond memories there.
Yeah.
And we should do one soon. Yep.
Yep.
And so guys, if you guys didn't know about the 420 burger, between 4 and 5, you can get a big burger for just $4.20. And if you don't finish it, just take it back home packed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's way more than $4 worth of food, which is awesome.
Yeah.
This is kind of a life hack. You know, this is like, not everyone knows about this. They did make it so you have to order a drink with it now.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be an alcoholic drink. It can be like lemonade. And so like generally I get like lemonade or something, but yeah.
Yeah. And what was I going to say? I forgot. But anyways, thing is right next to it, JP Licks. So it's that's where it's located. And if you're after a good burger, you can always get a good dessert at JP Licks.
Yep.
And one thing I noticed is when I was in Boston, I like walking around, I noticed that next to every Boston Burger Company, there's like a JP Licks located next to it.
I didn't know that.
So, or maybe not every, but like most of
them.
Yeah. But just something interesting.
Yeah. That feels very Boston to me.
Yeah, I think I don't know if it's owned by like the same parent company, maybe. I don't know. But it seems like, you know, a strategy where after a very big burger, you're looking for like something like a sweet dessert.
Yeah.
JP Licks is right there.
That feels right.
Yeah.
They're also both like both joints that are very popular with college kids.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
another question, a lot more hypothetical and weird, but if you got to broadcast one sentence to the world, what would that be?
So I saw this question in the internet before, and I saw like you can create a lot of chaos with this scenario. So for example, if you say like you are the one to save, like you're the only one who can save the planet, or like maybe you have chosen the right religion, and like it can cause a lot of distress. But anyways, one thing I would say is go have an Anjo pair.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice. That's pretty full circle to the beginning of the show.
Yes. Yeah. And because I do believe everyone should have an Anjo pair.
Yeah.
And if I'm ever in a position of power, thing I would do is gift everyone
an Anjo pair.
An Anjo pair.
Wow. I mean, you could.
And you won't get one, you'll get two.
Oh. First half of that sentence had me bumming, I'm not going to lie. But then I was like, oh.
One other thing I would probably broadcast is we have been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty.
One of the most genuinely funny things that I've heard recently was I forget if it was Jan or Derek, but two of our friends.
Mm.
One of them said that you'd been like, Tufts gets a lot of scam emails about you know, for $400 a week you can be a student research assistant, and that's not, if you are a student research assistant on campus, that's not how much you're making. I'm sorry if this is the first time you're hearing this, but that's not how that works. But you've been forwarding those emails to people.
Yeah. So what I do is just to mess with my friends, whenever I get those emails, those spam emails, like it could be, as Luke said, the research assistant position that's very overpaid, but not overpaid, but maybe the pay is very attractive.
Yes.
That's one. Another could be, have you thought about joining the Navy or the Army, the Marines?
Classic.
So I just forward them to my friends and then... Yeah.
Yeah.
Because why should I be the only one getting reached for this opportunity, you know? I want my friends to have a lot of opportunities in their lives. So.
Yeah. I think it's so funny because they're also getting those emails. It's right. just you're sending them again.
they're getting double of it. Yeah.
Yep.
So sometimes I did this once. I changed the subject of the email so they would open it. They would actually open it. So just these little things, you know.
Yeah. That's good. That's really good.
You know, I can start sending them to you if you want.
we'll get something going. I tried to send you one a couple of weeks ago. I think it might have gotten lost in the because there are a lot that actually are. They're constant.
Yeah, I got like two today. But yeah, anyways.
Would you be able to get all of those Anjo pears to be ripe at the same time? You know. Your answer also like gave me the idea. If you had Apple stock and then you broadcasted buy Apple stock to everyone in the world, would go crazy.
Right. You just create like you shorten the supply by yourself and then like raise prices and then you sell it. Oh my god. But possibilities unlimited.
Fair enough. Our other crazy hypothetical that I did not expect you to put on here, but would you rather be able to fly but only while screaming or be invisible but only while scatting smooth jazz at a moderate volume?
I really like being invisible and having jazz on top of that. Imagine just like the Pink Panther song in the background.
Ba-doom, ba-doom. Yeah.
It sounds very fun.
Yeah, I think it'd be neat. I think it works really, really well as a party trick.
Yeah.
And you can't really use it for anything else, but it works so well as a party trick.
What would you pick?
I think that's been my answer. Because, I mean, like, flying... I've had this debate before, and someone brought to my attention that flying while screaming could actually be very helpful if you're getting chased. You know?
True. Yeah.
In situations where you would genuinely need to scream, being able to fly could be a good thing to do.
So okay.
Very inefficient to travel.
Right. So in that case, if you scream, would you like even involuntarily fly? Like, is it like that, or like only when you scream you can choose? Like, you can like you have the ability to fly.
I'd like to think you've always got the choice, and it's not just you are flying every time you are screaming, or even you are invisible whenever you scat smooth jazz.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's true.
But I think I'm with you on this, though. I think invisible is funnier because it's kind of useless, but in a really funny way, you know? Yeah. Let's see. What else have we got in here? We got a couple minutes left. Where's a place you'd like to travel to?
I really want to go to... Well, I've lived in Switzerland for like 4 years.
Dude.
That's where I went for elementary school.
I don't think I knew this about you.
Well, now you know.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people do, but so I was really fluent with I was like fluent with French when I was there, but over the time I didn't really use it, so I forgot it. This is very sad, but anyways, I think where I'd like to travel to is going back to Switzerland or Iceland.
Yeah,
I think Iceland would be pretty amazing. Just like the the nature it offers, and like ice glaciers are cool, and
for sure. I went on my way back from France last summer, and it was incredible. Iceland. And then I've been to Switzerland for like a grand total of 8 days in my life. There was a 7-day trip, and then on my way to France on my way to France last summer, I was in Geneva for a day.
Okay.
And then when I was young, it was my dream to go. Mm. And my sister had gotten to go to Korea, and my parents were all about everything is equal between the two kids. And so I got to go to Switzerland with my dad for like a week, and it was incredible. It was just incredible.
It was, I was there from, I think this was 2004 to 2008.
Yeah. We didn't overlap, by the way.
Unfortunately, not. But yeah, it's a beautiful country, and even outside of the city, outside of Geneva, if you go to like, I think, I did go skiing in Zermatt, and Zermatt is where the Toblerone mountain is.
Yep.
So it was really cool seeing that like in actuality, and just such a beautiful country. So
yeah,
would really love to go back there. Yeah.
Awesome. We're about at the end of the show. We'll go on into a song in a second. Have you got anything else that you want to touch on before we head out?
Marathon Monday is coming up, guys.
Yeah.
Well, if you can, cheer for the people who are running the Boston Marathon. Unfortunately, I won't be able to run because I did injure my foot like a few weeks ago. So, that's tough. But anyways,
were you planning on it?
I was planning on it, yes.
Oh, wow. But,
or actually another marathon that was coming up in May. So I was planning to run that one. But it got canceled because of some reason I forgot. But anyways.
You couldn't be there.
Yep. If you are running the marathon on Boston, in Boston, but on Monday, good luck to you. And have a good rest of the week, guys. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for tuning in. I'll be back next week. Thank you very much to Karma for coming on today. Good to have you. And you've been listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been Elephant Loaf. What song do you want to end on?
Let's do this.
Awesome.
Yep.
This is the one from Persona 3?
Yes.
Yep.
Guys, Persona 4, but yeah.
Persona 4, I tried.
Awesome JRPG, but yeah.
Excellent. This is called Heaven.